It is 6 p.m., March 8, 2016. Joint Committee for Land and Natural Resources, Cultural Preservation, Health, Education, and Welfare. Call this meeting to order. Okay, we have an invocation by Ms. Johnny.
Johnny Green, please. Father,
we thank you for this day. Thank you for the wonderful blessing, bringing us together. We pray that we will do what is best for our nation. Guide us and direct us in all that we say and all that we do. In the precious name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Johnny. Next we have roll call. Gabriel, roll call.
Darrell Proctor.
Here.
Mitch Jack.
Here.
Dale Beaver.
Here.
Mark Randolph.
Present.
Thomas Shahola.
Here.
Johnny Green.
Present.
Joyce Deer.
Present.
Dodie Barnett.
Present.
Rufus Scott.
Here.
James Jennings.
Here.
Chairman, I got 10 present, 0 absent.
10 present and 0 absent. That does constitute a quorum, and any business transacted tonight will be valid. Our next is our approval minutes from 12-8-2015. Give the committee time to review and have a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion to approve the minutes with any needed changes.
Motion has been made to approve the minutes with any changes by Dodie Barnett, seconded by Mark Randolph. Roll call vote.
Thomas Shahola.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Dale Beaver.
Abstain.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Johnny Green.
Yes.
Dodie Barnett.
Yes.
Joyce Deer.
Yes.
Rufus Scott.
Abstain.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 7 in favor and 2 abstain. Abstentions.
7 in favor. 2 abstentions on that. That's minutes that have been approved. Next order of business is NCA 16-045, allowing Scoville Creek Nation authorizing an appropriation to fund the costs associated with constructing a new gym floor for the multi-purpose building. And the sponsor is Lucian Tiger, and he is here.
Make a motion to pass.
Motion to pass by Dodie Barnett.
Second.
Seconded by Thomas Shahola. We're in discussion now.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Committee. I'd like to turn the floor this time to Robert Johnson, Chief Lawyer.
Again, let's introduce it. There's been discussion in the last several months about the possibility of installing a wood regulations gym floor in the multi-purpose building. It appears that there's some benefits if we do. There's some issues that could come up on the other side as well, but I think one of the benefits of doing that is that we'd be able to be in contention to host tournaments that we aren't hosting now. Some of the high school tournaments could be held here, trying to have the ability to host if we want to do Creek Nation Invitational or invite some of the Indian schools to Faith Home versus the one that we could have here. It's a way that we could generate some revenue to help support the cost of tourism and recreation. So Roger is here and has been probably closer to this issue than we have solicited free bids. And open to answer any questions anyone may have. So let's turn it over to you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Council, for giving me the time. First and foremost, the upside of getting the wood floor is to have sanctioned events. Now, you've also been on the books and been in the job of conversation of hosting high school events, as long as we have a sanctioned floor. Now, my meet with OSSA, the only thing that we lack is the wood floor. Now, the wood floor doesn't just cover the gym part of it, or actually the playing floor. It goes from bleacher to bleacher. and all the way extending to the lobby with transitional ramps for handicap access. That's in your quote, I believe, right, doesn't it? Now, with all that being said, it could be on one side of the coin, it could really be a profit generator for not only our department, but for the tribe, and give us a polished look with the prestige of the building. Now, on the downside of it, we would have to, it could create a filter for miscellaneous events, trainings, conferences, so on and so forth. You know, we do have the multi-purpose floor, and it does, even in the quote, offer a top and a cover for the gym floor. It said minimal coverage. So that means, like, if we used to host a Storm Dance with hard sole shoes, a training conference with hard sole shoes, heels, et cetera, et cetera, it could really damage our building, or not the building, the floor. So there's two sides to it, and there's a lot of things that we could benefit from it, but there's also a citizen's point of view that we have to take into consideration as well. I myself am literally split down the middle, because as my position, I hear both praises and complaints from either side, whether it's an event, whether it's just availability of the dome, so on and so forth. If anything else, questions, comments, concerns, I'm more than open to answer.
All right, thank you. Anybody have any questions? Yes, sir.
Is there a cover that you can get for that? I mean, I know a lot of places, when they have other events in their gym, they put tarps on there instead of their plastic tarps, but I don't know if that really, you know, protects it that well. Is there maybe like a rubber piece or something that would cover that, or any other kind of material that could cover it?
Yes, sir. Even in the quote, there's a rollout system that they pull out. It's not even a quarter inch thick of urethane rubber type substance that comes in, and then you have to tape each section together. Now, with that being said, you have to carefully clean the court before you even roll it out. Because in a brainstorm session I had yesterday, if you don't clean the court correctly, the wear and tear on it acts like sandpaper and abrases the finish on the court.
Okay, thanks, sir.
Yes, sir.
Any other? Yes.
Mr. Johnson,
yes, sir.
If we do the floor, is it going to be, as far as regulations, is it going to be, everything's going to be regulated as far as the dimensions?
Yes, sir. We fit just inside the limits of high school. We're too small for NC2A, but they definitely, in contact with them in the past, they say what they would love to do, an exhibition game, a scrimmage, or anything highlighting the Haskell Nations University or Baycomb.
Okay. What about the, if you raise the floor, what about your goals?
They have to be raised as well. We have six goals, and the ballpark number that I got from the gentleman is $5,000 per goal. Now, if we just raise two of them, we can be cost efficient and only use the side goals for like our festival and small kid tournaments and stuff like that.
Last question. What about seating? Are you going to have like chair seatings? Is that in the plans, or are you just going to leave as is?
Chair seatings for the floor?
For their fans? Are you going to have some like stadium seats?
I don't think that was any part of any floor plan that we had.
Is that going to be part of your package deal in the future or something that you're looking at, or are you just going to leave the seating concrete?
The seating's concrete as of now. That would be a separate, whole separate issue.
Okay. Thank you,
sir. Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. To Randall's point, we actually had discussed doing those upgrades when we had to go back and reinforce the bleachers whenever we couldn't use the down building. We had talked about doing those upgrades then to some bleacher type seating, or not bleacher, but stadium seating on the lower levels, like maybe the first three or four rows, and upgrading to a wood floor. At that time, it was decided against it, just to go back and fix what needed to be fixed to make it compliant with the safety standards. My concern is that some of our departments complain it's already hard enough to get in to use the dome at all. So then if we make that harder to do by upgrading it and having to protect the floor, even like the dance that the youth council had a couple weeks ago, the spring fling, the spring celebration that we should be having at the dome, but we're having it at Vegas because they don't cost anything. Those types of events, I mean, like you said, the Stomp Dance, that was part of the inauguration. I mean, So those things, or even just the inauguration, all the chairs on the floor with everybody sitting on them, I mean, those things are not going to be able to be held there. I mean, I know you said that this cover protects it, but, right. So if you have 500 people sitting on the floor in chairs for 3 hours, practically that's probably not a good idea, right?
No, but there can be more accommodations made if we need to. If an event needs to happen, I believe I have the tools and the resources inside my crew to make it happen, if need be, with minimal, well, hopefully with minimal scratch, abrasion to the surface. But yes, back to your point of hard to get in the dome, we're just losing availability of dates alone. There's a lot of people that want to have miscellaneous events with the dome now, whether it's like a 2-hour event or a 3-hour event, to try to be accommodating to everybody. And through the system that I have, it's first come, first served. So if you come in, reserve it. There used to be a lease agreement involved where everybody was to pay. That was the guidance I had from above through the previous administration to make everybody pay and everybody do it. And then that got interrupted, and it don't charge anybody. And then it was a free-for-all. And then we're stuck with the maintenance as well as pickup and everything else. So there's both sides to that as well. You know, now I think we're trying to go back to a fee-based and even an departmental base. That way it creates, because sometimes they'll want to, the whole building shut down all 12 hours, Wagner and Macario alone, when we have roughly 100 to 150 people that come through the front door every day to play ball, work out, etc., and be with their kids and have an experience for a 15 people training. So, I mean, it's kind of like, which one do you serve? Do you serve the citizens and employees, or do you serve your inner department that just consists of 15 to 20 people for all day event? And then if I do the department side, there's a massive amount of customer service issues with mine.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of revenue are you talking about this generating? Because it seems to me that this part of this, whether or not we're going to upgrade this, is recouping the money. So are we going to recoup $93,000 in the next 2 years? Or, I mean, what is that?
I'd love to tell you a definite yes, but I definitely see, you know, forecasted idea. We wouldn't be standing here right now if we didn't think we can do anything with it.
Sure.
You know, we definitely would want to put a wood floor in, not make anything of it. With the figures and running numbers myself through county tournament experiences, we already figured that we can make, within a week, doing concession plus gate, around 20 to 25K. Just concession standalone. Saying if we did all 18s with their traffic, being parents, kids, other supporters of the school, you know, concession, we do a $5,000 order for half a week, or for a $5,000 order for a big weekend, say if we have like our festival tournament, so on and so forth, we sell out. And so that $5,000 times 2, 10, would give us 10, and plus, like, say, we sell everything at our retail markup in the concession, we could easily do 20 to 25K a week with the gate. If we used to host like a week-long tournament that. Now, say if we do one weekend, we're going to easily make, like, say, a $2,000 order for a smaller venue or a smaller event. We can easily make it up. I believe the figures that we had one time was right around $6,500 just in concession alone. We didn't charge it to get.
So when is this projected to be finished if we approve it?
There's a 4 or 5 week turnaround time. The first 3 weeks, I believe, or what they were telling me, it's all set. You have to put it all together, all the hardware, pack it down. There's a, they suggested we do it on top of our floor, then there's a floater, and then there's the connecting pieces. And then there's the finish, and then there's the artwork, and then there's more finish on top of it. The artwork and the finish on top of it take about a week long to cure. And then we go through maintenance training on how to maintain it, polish it, so on and so forth, to put it up.
Okay, so where I was going with that question is, will it interfere with the huge summer camp we're hosting this summer?
Which summer camp?
The
Native Vision
camp, where we're supposed to have like 1,000 kids come in during June.
It could very well, depending on when we decide to do the construction. I propose to do the construction post-festival. I'd say right around the 10th of July, because I also have a wrestling camp that I'm booking through the Rollers. Mm-hmm. It's another week-long camp that they're bringing in. So after that, 4 or 5 weeks down, we can afford that in the month of July. Because it's slow for us, really slow, and July and August, we're getting ready to start pre-planning and scheduling on our fall festivities in our department.
All right, thank you. Mitch?
So if this does pass, will this raise the price on someone reserving it?
That was a discussion that is left up in the air right now. We haven't really come to a determined idea, and there was nothing that really thought about that was going to forecast raising the rates at all. You know, for outside departments, we actually have, for non-citizens and non-departments, we actually discussed the other day of having a separate rate as opposed to what our citizens can get it for and what our inter-departments can get it for.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Randall.
It's all good. A couple more questions. You talked about OSAA as far as regulation stuff.
Yes, sir.
Now, if you do host games over there, tournaments, are you sure that this money is going to be generated back to Creek Nation? It's not going to go to the schools? Or is that some discussion that's still...
No, sir. Actually, the plan that I have, we could just put it back in our program income, use it for supplies, upgrades in our fitness equipment, use it for maintenance materials, whether it be something as small as multi-purpose cleaner, window cleaner, or going back to repairing the floor in another room. There was a suggestion that if we used to host the county tournament, they wanted us to give it back to the schools. Well, the number that they came at me with was completely astronomical, and the figures just didn't add up on a financial spreadsheet. Now, if we're a Creek Nation, we do the work, do the get, do the concession, take all the procedures that we need to host a bigger event like that, shouldn't we keep it anyway?
Well, I guess maybe I didn't explain my question right.
Okay.
That's what I was saying, like the gate fees.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you host a high school tournament, mm-hmm. I guess what I'm trying to say is, are you sure that OSAA is not going to make Creek Nation give that money back to the schools? Even though we're hosting it,
right?
I just want to make sure. I mean,
that's definitely a question I can ask my other representatives, you know, to get more clarification of an answer. You know, that's just something, if that's a precise question, then I need a precise answer to give you. And I can't give you a concrete yes or no to that.
Right, and I guess that's what I was getting at. I mean, you're saying we can get the gate money, but yet we really don't know for sure, correct?
In previous discussions, I was told we could keep the gate because it's at our facility. The hosting venue can keep the gate because Beggs, Omogi, and all surrounding schools, when they charge gate, they don't really have to give it back.
Yeah,
my understanding.
Yeah, but they're OSAA.
Right.
So that's why we're not associated with the schools. That's what I'm trying to get at. Are you sure that we're going to get the revenue generated from there?
Are you suggesting that if we get sanctioned by the OSSA, that we have to give it back, or we don't?
No, that's what I'm trying to find out. Are you sure that we're not going to be able to keep it?
From my understanding, we are. Now, I can double check with them and have your answer by tomorrow, sir.
Okay. And then as far as the upkeep, what kind of equipment are you going to inquire to? There's another cost right there, right?
Yes, sir. Upkeep? But what we're told is with our previous existing equipment with our buffer machine, it can do the equal job that it needs to do. It's just a matter of switching out pads.
Okay, I don't know how you're going to do it, but like public schools on a yearly basis, they do strip it and re-wax them every year.
Mm-hmm. That was open for discussion. If we could get trained on how to do it, great. If we can't, we contract it out.
Okay. Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
I have a couple of questions. Okay, I'd like to comment on Mr. Hicks's remarks on the county tournament.
Mm-hmm.
That money, Omogi hosted, but that money is divided among those schools.
Yes, sir.
That comes in. It wouldn't stay with us, not all of it.
With the county tournament?
Right.
If we did our own tournament, we would.
Well, but I'm saying that we would host the county tournament. Another question is, how about locker rooms? You have them?
Yes, sir. We have four locker rooms, two per gender.
Okay. And then another comment. I don't know if you like it, but the financial state of the nation, I can't support it. I supported a couple of
pieces of legislation, one being the splash pad, the other being the marquee out here. Had I known what I know now about the financials, I wouldn't have done it. So I can't support it. Thank you.
Yes, got a question here. What is the capacity that it will hold, using the Christmas party as an example?
Just on the stands alone, without chairs, is approximately 2,200.
2,200.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and also too, going back to what's been mentioned about, you know, stadium, you know, seating. When you have that, you know, partially, it really, you know, kind of sets it out, you know, more so. Because I just went to, you know, tournaments, you know, they have just seating, you know, and everybody's up against each other. And I went to another tournament now, Chickasaw, and they've got the stadium seating, and it really adds to.
Mm-hmm.
It really adds to.
Yes, sir.
Oh, and one more question. What is your thoughts about having the entertainment of the festival over at the Dome? Because the reason I'm saying that, it could be more controlled.
If we choose to do the entertainment at the Dome, operation side wise, we simply don't have the electric juice to make it happen. With all the racks and all the speakers and amplifiers and all the craziness that goes with it, we simply cannot supply that much juice. Now, it would be on a much smaller scale, you know, with OKC backup, who we've used before, and I'm just using them as an example. They would have to tear down a lot of their equipment to fit inside the room and to be electrically sound.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Chief.
I'm just going to add that one other element to this, using it with the current floor we have versus hardwood, is the rubber floor. Is
how many times
harder
to get
cleaned, and the probability of having staph infections and kids falling down is higher than the wood floor. Wood floor can be cleaned and pretty much sanitized. So, you know, yeah, that risk, if you stay with what we have right now, regardless of, you know, what type of event that we
want.
Just add that.
Any other questions, comments? Dale.
Mr. Johnson,
yes,
I was looking at your layout right here.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have enough room for the teams to be on the sidelines? And where we can put, like, if somebody comes in a wheelchair, where will they sit?
We also use the first step in conjunction with your stadium seating. I would propose I'm not engineering anything, but from a functional standpoint, do not stay and seat the first three rows, because we use those a lot for our handicap and our elders and stuff like that. We usually allocate those aside for the old folks. Now, aside from that, there is, from black line to the first tier in the stadium seating, there is 10 feet, and that's on each side. And so that gives us more than enough room for, on one side, we could use the handicap access and just let them sit accordingly, as well as we've hosted numerous tournaments where we have seats no bigger than knees that we do 10 to 20 chairs down the line with a score table in the middle with complete sufficient honoring, sir.
Okay. One more question.
Okay.
You got floor cover system. Is that the best floor covering system they have? Because you think it's Action Air Ride, and the floor is made by Action, right? It's the same company making the floor and the same company that supplying the floor covering system.
Are you looking at Action Sports?
Yeah, Action Air Ride. This.
We're going with the Beckett Brothers.
The Beckett Brothers?
Yes, sir.
So which floor covering system are we going with?
The Beckett Brothers.
The Beckett Brothers. It's their own floor covering system?
Yes, sir. Well, they order the materials out and through them.
Is that the best one they provide?
This one, that's the best one they provide. And they talk about what goes into it right down here. See, this is what's below it, and this is the covering that they put on top that they talk about right here. That you have to tape together.
And they have they got any type of warranty, anything about rips or tears or anything like that?
With the floor?
Yeah, with the floor covering.
I haven't found the example
yet. Okay. Thank you.
Is there any other events that could be held, like volleyball tournaments or Is these bigger schools like what we have volleyball? I mean, I'm from a small school, so we didn't have any. I didn't know, you know, the size of Up Mogi, if they did have volleyball tournaments or anything like that. Okay, and that'll be the striping on the floors and stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll be that, and also we can slip the nets into the bolts of the nets.
Okay. So there is volleyball tournaments that could be held in there?
Yes, sir.
Schools?
Yes, sir. Also the OSSA, they also sanctioned Galwood for to host volleyball, because they wouldn't let you allow you to host volleyball tournaments high school-wise with the multi-purpose floor that we have right now. So volleyball is taking consideration, basketball, and definitely want to get on the books and conversations right now to hosting youth, I don't know what you call it, like Pee Wee basketball, Little League basketball, Youth League basketball, however you want to do it. And I think that's a great avenue to move forward with that.
Would y'all consider wrestling?
Yes, sir. I'm actually with the wrestling camp in July. I've actually made contact with all Mogi County, or all Mogi School, so we have to have a big tournament in the dome next year, regardless of the form.
All right, thanks, sir.
Yes, sir.
Right.
One more question.
Ms. Guthrie, what would be the funding source on this?
Capital improvement. Improvement will be the funding source. Any questions?
Also, Representative Chisholm and myself talked as well. If this does go through and we've started to do bigger events like that, there would be some kind of hand railing up the stairways. Mr. Jim pointed out to me there's just no hand railing up the stairways in the middle of the room. Thank you.
All right.
This is for Mr. Halton. So, you're aware of these bids. So they're not required of bonding? It's under $100,000.
They would be. The law that's in place right now is anything over $50,000 would be bonded. Mm-hmm. And when I spoke to the Beckett brothers, they said that they had that included in their numbers.
It is.
That's what they told me. Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
No more questions? No more comments? Roll call vote.
Dottie Barnett?
No.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
James Jennings?
No.
Thomas Yohola?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Johnny Green?
No.
Chairman, I got 6 in favor, 3 against.
6 in favor and 3 against. That motion passes and be forwarded on to BSJ for funding. All right, our next item we have is other business. Do we have any other business? No other business. And down to announcements. Any announcements? And down to our benediction, and the benediction will serve as our adjournment. And then Dale, would you get that to us, please, sir?
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I just want to thank you for this beautiful day you've given us, Lord. Lord, I just want to thank you for the rain you have supplied us with, Lord. Lord, I just want to thank you for everybody you brought here in this room, Lord. Lord, I just want to ask you just to be with those that are going back home, Lord, or wherever they may go, Lord. Just give them traveling grace and just be with them, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.